Okay, so we're on Daf Hey tonight. So, it feels like we've been doing the Brachot for so long, but we're just on Daf Hey. On the fourth line, so we had spoken about Kriyat Shema Lamita. So the Gemara mentions on line 4, Amr Blevi Bar Chama, Amr Shem Ben Lakish, on 5a, line 4, okay? Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amr Shem Ben Lakish, the Lom Yargiz Dam Yetzer Tova Yetzer Hara, that a person should provoke the Yetzer Hara against the Yetzer Hara. And here the Gemara says, Li Olam. It means like, don't ever assume that you're finished with the Yetzer Hara. It's like an ongoing battle. It's like Amalek, you know, Milcham Alech Shem Amalek Midor Dor. You always have to be fighting the Yetzer Hara because he always comes up with new methodologies. Shenemar Rigzu Bial Techetau. So the Gemara quotes this passage that we had mentioned earlier with reference to Kriyat Shema Lamita. Rigzu v'al techetau, it means like to agitate, like to provoke v'al techetau, and don't sin. In other words, if you take the Yetzer HaTov and provoke it, you know, fight it with the Yetzer Hara with it, then you won't sin. Now, the Gemara says, im nitzcho mutav, so if everything, the war is over, even the war's not over, but the battle's over, it's fine. V'imlav yasok b'torah. Otherwise, after that, the next methodology, you should be Osek B'Torah. Like the Rambam says, that the Yetzer Hara only rests in a person who's like vacant from Torah. If you're Osek B'Torah, the Yetzer Hara runs away. And especially, like Rav Simon... Okay. Yeah, Rav Simon has this piece. He says... There's one we mean Osek B'Torah like lightly, then it only helps you when you're actually Osek B'Torah, when you're actually toiling the Torah. But if you're Osek B'Ion, let's say you're doing Chidushi Reb Chaim, things like that, so then you're like cogitating about it even afterwards, so it provides like additional protection. I think he quotes that from the Noam Begadim. So he says, Im Nitzcho Mutav, Im Lav Yasok B'Torah, Shnemar Imru B'Lavchem. So this is a continuation of the Pasuk, and the whole Pasuk was quoted on the bottom line in the previous Amud. Rizu B'Yal Techetel, Imru B'Lavchem Shkam Demusel. You know this Pasuk because people recited in Kriyat Shema Lamita. So it says, Rigzu B'yachatatau, then Imru B'lavchem refers to being Osek B'Torah. In other words, you just follow the directions of the Pasuk. Pasuk tells you how to handle the Yetzahara. First, Rigzu B'yachatatau. Take the Yetzer Tov and fight the Yetzer Ra with it. Then, Imru B'lavchem, like say the words of Torah, Im Nitzcha Mutav, Im Lav, Yikra Kriyat Shema. The next methodology is, you should recite Shema, Shenemar Al Mishkavchem. Al Mishkavchem is referring to like B'shach B'cha, you know, you recite Kriyat Shema. He says, Im Nitzcha Mutav, if you're successful, wonderful, Im Lav, Yizkor Lo Yom Hamita. He should think about the day of death. That really gets you down. Like he says, Shenemar B'domusel. Domusel means like be silent, and there's nothing more silent than, you know, dead persons, like a cemetery, Rahman al-Islam. So, one second, let me get the piece of Torah out with this.
Is he saying to do an extra
That would make sense to me. Okay, so let me just do this piece. This is from the Al-Hadaf. Okay, let's do the Al-Hadaf. So it says, the Ion Yaakov asks, why the Gemara doesn't suggest reflecting upon death as the first course of action for combating the Yetzer Hara? This is apparently the most effective method. In other words, if you're telling death is the ultimate solution. Think about Yom Hamita. So why don't we do that first instead of going through A, B, C, and D? Let's just remember Yom Hamita. I'll hit a home run with that.
Is it stressful?
Well, we'll say in a sentence. So the Yun Yaakov answers that reflection upon death can bring one to a state of sadness. Since it's important for one to be in a joyous state in order to serve Hashem properly, reflecting upon death is suggested only as a last resort. It sounds almost like a Hasidic piece. Anyway, alternatively, this is a nice piece now. Listen, Rabbi Yitzchak Ruderman, that's the Pachad Yitzchak, right? Not Pachad Yitzchak, I made a mistake. Rabbi Yitzchak Ruderman, right. So he says, I was thinking of, who's the Pachad Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, that's what I was thinking of. Okay, so alternatively, Rabbi Yitzchak Ruderman Zatzal explains that reflection upon death is effective only if it's employed after the other methods mentioned. In other words, you have to apply the methodology the way it's given. He notes that many funeral chapel directors and undertakers are sort of lacking in their piety and religious observance, even though they are constantly reminded of death. In other words, if be maskir lemita, if that's the ultimate cure, so the firmest people should be funeral directors, and some of them are firm, but some aren't. So he's saying, regarding a person who has not initially tried to overcome his Yetzer Hara through study of Torah and through reciting Shema, which one accepts Hashem's reign and the yoke of Torah mitzvot, reflection upon death is ineffectual. So if you do that, I study Torah, I think that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and then I think Yom Amita, that does it. That'll seal it. Now,
that only works if you go through this.
Right, that's right. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Ruderman says. Now, the Anaf Yosef also indicates that the tactics mentioned in the Gemara for subduing one's Yetzer Hara must be employed in succession, and he explains the sequence as follows. It also reminds me of, like, remember at the end of Nida, we had the seven reagents. They only write the rope, top bell, everything else has to be applied in this order.
To be in that order.
Right. So here's also this order. The study of Torah is the chief antidote for the Yetzer Hara. However, one studies Torah with ulterior motives, for example, gaining knowledge to outwit his friends or the rabbi, then the study of the Torah will not be effective. The Gemara advises such a person to recite Shema because the recital of Shema brings about fear of Hashem and will hopefully remedy his problem. However, sometimes a person who is engrossed in Torah study and self-improvement becomes conceited, thinking that he deserves respect for his accomplishments, and such thoughts of gaiva, haughtiness, are a sin. Therefore, to remedy his gaiva, the Gemara suggests reflecting on death, which is certain to have a sobering effect on arrogance. So, again, the idea is that it's a series of methodologies we need to do with that order. In other words, so you get Torah, but Torah can have ulterior motives involved, so then I have to recite Shema, then I think of Shira Hashem, but then that could lead me to Gaiva, and so I remember Yaskir Lil Mamita. Okay, who had a question before? You had a question? Sorry.
So you just say Shema as many times as you need to a day to deal with it?
I mean,
and it's just like reciting
Pesukim. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I'm having a difficult situation. I'm going through, I have a Yetzer Hara. Like the Yetzer Hara is coming, it's trying to induce me to do an Aveira. So I do this, I do that. Let me say Shema, you know, Shema Yisrael. This will help me. That's the way I take it. Okay, well, welcome, Mayor. So nice to have you. Welcome, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. All right, so now we're on line 10 in the Gemara, okay? All right, on Daf Hey Amidal, 5a, okay, line 10. Okay, but I'm a Rebbe Levi Bar Chama, I'm Shimon ben Lakish. Now, this statement of Rebbe Levi Bar Chama is just because we quote Rebbe Levi Bar Chama the name of Rish Lakish before. My dechtiyah v'yitna lecha lukhora, and this has got nothing to do with anything we discussed before, it's just connected to the same chakam. V'yitna lecha lukhora evin va terabha mitzvah, he says, I will give you, Hashem says, this pasuk is in Parshat Mishpatim, I will give you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Luchot Ha'Evan, the tablets, the Torah, the mitzvah, Shekhtavti Lohorotam. Luchot, Elu Asara Dibro. Luchot refers to the Asara Dibro, the Ten Commandments. Torah, Zemikra, Torah, the Psukim. Vaha Mitzvah, Zumishnah, refers to the Mishnah. Shekhtavti Elu Navimu Ketuvim. Lohorotam is a Gemara. Lohorotam, when we say Gemara, it means like how to resolve, like and to fully explain all the Mishnayot and all the questions on them. That everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So I was bothered by how do you have Nevi Mektuvim, how were they given to Moshe Sinai? So I thought, and Rabbi Packer in the basement said as well, it means that the ideas contained in it were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Okay, the first very wide line on Hey Amud Aleph.
There's another idea that it came in a code.
Which the Torah itself, what do you mean referring to?
The Nevi'im and Ketuvim came also in a code.
And how is this?
So that wasn't decoded
until later on?
The events occurred.
So who said this? Which is?
I heard it from Rabbi Rotten. Not today.
Not today, but from the past. But he said it came in a code, though. I don't understand.
The entire Torah came in a code.
But the Nevi'im and Ketuvim as well?
And Moshe. Yeah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim presumably the same. And then they only, you know, presumably Moshe then decoded what was in his part of his lifetime. And the last...
Right. I mean, the Ramban says something similar in his Hakdamah to Bereishis. He says that, all the Shemot of Hashem, like how the Torah was written down, all the Shemot of Hashem, like, and then it had to be
code.
Right, and then it had to be. But okay, let's take a look. We're on the first very wide line in Hamad Aleph. Okay,
now that we see digits, we can understand how everything could be of this magnitude.
All right, Amrav Yitzchak called Kori Kriyat Shema L'Mitato. If a person recites Shema on his bed, in other words, it means before you go to sleep, and we're talking about Kriyat Shema L'Mitato. It's as if he's holding a double-edged sword. Double-edged sword is like a sharp blade on each side of the sword. And I saw one pshat they quoted in the Art Scroll that, in other words, one edge is to protect you from mazikim, in other words, who are trying to harm your body, and the other edge is to prevent you from the Yetzirah, which is trying to harm your soul. So, in other words, if you recite Kriya Shema Lamita, you've got to be protected from mazikim and protected from the Yetzirah. He says, now this pasuk is something that we're familiar with, I think, because it's in Pesukei Zimmer that we say every morning, 365 days a year. He says, this is a parak, I think, Shir LaShem Shir Chadash, right? It says, Romot Kel Begrunam Cherapipio Biadam, that like the praises of God are in their throat, and the Cherapipio, like the double-edged sword, is in their hands. My Mashma, how do you see from that pasuk if you're Kori Krichma? So, Amar Marzutra, Vitein Ravashim, Resha Dinyana. In other words, you have to look at the previous pasuk. Dechtiv yalazu chasidim mechavod, let the chasidim like be glorified with kavod. Yirananu al mishkvotam, they'll sing on their beds. But the Gemara takes it yirananu mishkvotam is a reference to Kriyat Shema. Uchtiv batreim rod kel begunam cher pifyor biadam. Then they'll have this double-edged sword in their hands. So that's the remez. It's nice to remember these things. The fourth white line, and even the piece. I wish I could remember all these things. Even the piece about benachal luchoda evan vaturav. It's nice memory of Chazal. Now, the fourth white line, Ba'am Rabbi Yitzchak called Kori Kriya Shema Mitho Mazikin B'Teilin Heimenu. If a person recites Kriya Shema Mazikin, what it means like their forces or demons, whatever, they'll separate themselves from you if you say Kriya Shema Mitho. Shenemar Uvenei Reshef is like the spirits, Yagbiu O'uf, they'll lift up and fly off. Alright, we'll see in a minute. Vein Uf Ela Torah. So Uf is a reference to Torah. So here he means it's a reference to reciting Shema. Uf is going to be reciting Shema. Shenemar Hata'ife Nechabo Ve'enenu. It's like you blink your eye and it's not there. It means like if you don't chazer your learning, it disappears. In other words, you can go whatever you do, but if you don't chazer it, it's, you know, Rav Dr. What?
Not a chazer.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a chazer.
Yeah. No. Chazer means review. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So so Dr. Lamb. Dr. Lamb. He gave. I told you this once before. Like he was speaking to the to one of the Chagasmichas. I think it was my Chagasmicha. He was speaking and he said that, you know, he was talking about the importance of chazering the learning. He said if you don't chazer, like this, I told you in the first siman in Yoredeya, so it talks about a person who was baki in Hilchot Shechita, and then we check him again, and he's not baki anymore. So it's a question among the mafarshim: do we say, let's say we examined him on January the 1st, 2019, he knew all the dinim of Shechita, and then January 1st, 2020, he didn't know. Do we say that he lost the knowledge gradually, or do we say that it like could have been, in other words, because there's a presumption that he's been shechting animals and things like that, or do we say maybe it's like a sudden fall off? So it's machlok among the mafarshim. So one of the mafarshim says, I think it's the Taz, he says that we say that knowledge like leaks out drop by drop. It was like it's released to the sugya with a mikvah. If you check a mikvah, it has 40 saw, and then later on it doesn't. So it's like a drop by drop by drop. So he said that's the way you're learning. He says you have to chazer, because otherwise whatever you know, it'll like bit by bit by bit, it like seeps out and you don't know it anymore. And it's real Musar Haskel. I think even though I go over things every year, I go over things in the Parsha every year, I go other things, and things like I remind myself of it. You know what I mean? It's like, and then anyway, but that's the way it is with learning. And that's why it's wonderful that you're a Daf Yomi. You're keeping the learning going. That's it. Yash Koach to all of you. You didn't even. All right. You haven't. It's not even 1 week into the new Machzor. But I hope you're all feeling good with all the Torah that you're learning. On Shabbos will be 1 week of Daf Yomi, and for the people who make it through 1 week, I'll give them a big Yash Koach later on Shabbos. So let's take a look back at the Gemara. So the fourth white line. Like if you blink your eye, it's not there anymore. He says, so Reshef, in other words, like Reshef is a reference to the Mazikim. He says, Shenemar, Mizeirav, Luchumi Reshef, Aketev Miriri. Mizeirav is like you're bloated with hunger. Luchumi Reshef. is what we're talking about. Beketa Mariri is the name of one of the Shadim. So we're assuming Lechumi Reshef is like Beketa Mariri, it's like one of the Shadim. And Uf, we said, was Torah. So he says, Uvnei Reshef, you'd be Uf. In other words, the Torah will protect you from Reshef. That's the way the Gemara first understands it. Amr Shimon Lakish, call Osek B'Torah Yisurim B'Telen Emenu. Now, Roshim Lishlaki says, Osek B'Torah, a person toils in Torah, Yisurim, affliction separate from him. Shenemar, Uvenei Reshef Yabi Uf. He quotes the same Pasuk, Vein Uf Ala Torah, Uf is Torah. Here we're going like studying Torah. Before we're going to Kriyat Shema, now we're studying Torah. Shenemar, Ta'ife Nechabo Ve'inenu, Vein Reshef Elak Yisurim. So here he wants to say that Reshef doesn't mean the Shadim or the Mazikim, it means the Yisurim, the affliction. Shenemar, Mizera'ab, so the first term is a ra'av, is like you know, like hunger, like famine. So in other words, reshef is the term that's in the middle. So we're darshing reshef both lefanav and la'achrav. In other words, we have three terms in the pasuk: mizei ra'av, hunger, which is an affliction. Then we have reshef in the middle, and the last term is ketev mariri. So we have yisurim is the ra'av, then we have reshef, and then we have the mazikim, which is ketev mariri. So we're entitled to darshan reshef both ways. Say reshef can mean mazikim, or reshef can mean yisurim. All right. So Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, who we know was his brother-in-law, right? He says, "Ha, afilu tino kochel beit rabban yodino to." That this chiddush that you're telling me, even like the kleiner kinder in cheder know that. In other words, the children in yeshiva know it. Shneamar, there's a mefurish pasuk. I don't need this whole shtickle Torah that you gave. There's a mefurish pasuk in Chumash. It says Vayomer, which is coming up in Parshat Shavua, another 5 or 6 weeks. Vayomer Shemot Shema L'Kol Hashem Elokecha. If you listen to Hashem, means Vashar Benam Taseh, Vazan Talam Stav Shar Ben Takol Chukav. In other words, if you observe the Torah, then I will heal you of all your illnesses. So we take it, the Torah will protect you from Yisurim. So I don't need to do the whole Shtikal Torah but I'm in Reshef to know that. I know it from Furish Pasuk in Chumash. El Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol she'ef shalom, the Kiddush that I want to make, Rabbi Yochanan says, is Kol she'ef shalom l'sof b'Torah v'ein osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lav Yisurim m'churarin v'ochrin oto. If a person could toil in Torah, and he doesn't toil in Torah, so Hashem brings upon him terrible afflictions and repulsive afflictions. He says, "Shenamar ne'elamti dumya hecheshiti mitov uchevi ne'achar." I've like become silent. I've become silent from tov uchevi ne'achar. My pain is like repulsive. Ve'ein tov v'latorah. Everything's a code. So it says tov, like read Torah instead of tov. Like in other words, like take out the word tov, put Torah in. Shneimar kilecha tov natati lechem Torah tiyata azavu. I give you good advice, don't forsake my Torah. So tov is Torah. And the other piece is, he says, kevi ne'echar. So hecheshiti mitov. I become silenced from Torah. Now I have this repulsive pain. So that's the thing. So you want to keep in the Torah, keeps away from the Yitzhahara, everything's good. You know, one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Bronshpiel, he should have a Refuah Shleimah, quickly said, a little Torah a day keeps the Yitzhahara away. And that's the way it works. So you gotta keep up with the Daf Yomi. And you should know, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will even give you other mitzvot to do, anything, just to get you away from studying Torah. Just to get you away, because if you study Torah, the Yitzhahara knows he's finished. So he'll let you do anything. If you could do a Beira, that's even better. But if he'll even give you a mitzvah to do. So just so you don't come to Shir. So you have this mitzvah, I did a mitzvah. But the emes is his ultimate goal. He's happy you're doing that mitzvah because you're not studying Torah. That's his ultimate goal. He wants you to get away from that. Okay, now. Okay, does that relate to Torah? Udeda, I prefer the people.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The 10th wide line. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara, the 10th wide line. Okay.
I'm just getting reference.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Vitema Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Bo Re'e Shlo Kamina Kishbarku, Mita Basar Vadam. The nature of Hashem, or the his attributes, the way he behaves, is so much different than a human. A person, a mortal, he sells an item. You know, Reuben sells something to Shimon. It's something that he likes, but he has to sell it because he needs money. In other words, let's say he's got maybe, you know, a diamond ring, and he loves the diamond ring, but he needs cash, so he's selling. He's hocking the ring. He says, "Mocher asay v'lokech sameach." So the seller is miserable, and lokech is happy. He's getting a good deal with it. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ein elchein. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Natan lahem Torah l'Israel. He gave the Torah to Klal Israel. And one of the Mefarshim says, it's like when you sell something, so you get money in return. If I give a gift, I anticipate getting something back in return. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, that's just a gift. It was a gift, but he's not expecting anything in return. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him Torah l'Israel, v'samach, and he was happy. Shenemar, ki lecha k'tov natati lechem, Torah ti'al ta'azovu. And it means, and Rashi says, on the second white line upstairs in the left-hand column, v'samachri, Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'asi rami la'azovotam, Hashem admonishes them not to forsake the Torah. It means like, if I sell you something, and I really want the thing, so I'm hoping that you'll, you know, you won't want it after a while. You'll sell it back to me, because you know, you decide you don't want it. That's what I hope, because I really like that item. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, he's Mazhirami Lazobota. He admonishes them not to forsake the Torah. Umisham Chalafdem, he praises it before them. Belekach Tov, Achar Shenatan Alahem. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing you've acquired. Okay, okay. Any questions we did so far? Everybody good? Such a quiet group today. All right, let's keep moving. All right, how many people are we here today?
15. No, 15.
We started at 3, then we went up to 7.
If we brought out food, we get
more.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look. All right, we're around the 15th very wide line. Okay, so the last word is Amar. Amar Rav, Avitamer of Chista, Imroe Adam Shisurin Ba'in Alav. If a person sees his afflictions are, you know, occurring to him, and those bad things are happening to him, Yifashfesh B'Ma'asav, he should, like, review and inspect his actions. He says, Shenemar, Nachmasadur Akin Bakora, will search our paths and will investigate V'Nashuva Ad Hashem. Pishpesh v'lo matzah, if he investigated and he can't find any aveirot, yitle b'bitul Torah. He should be told b'bitul Torah. Now, this is difficult to understand, because if he has b'bitul Torah, how come he didn't find that in his investigation? So one shot I saw, they had this in the art scroll, was that there was one shot from the Ruach Chaim, that's Ruach Chaim Volozhiner and his Peirushan Pirkei Avot, and another shot they gave from the Gra. So the way I remember was the pshat from the Ruach Chaim.
Never.
What?
Nefesh Chaim is different.
Nefesh Chaim is different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, that's the Ruach Chaim, I think they quoted from. That's the way I recall. Okay, so that's the way I remember. Anyway, so I mean, the idea is his first name is Reb Chaim, so you want to put your name in the work. So that's why everything is Chaim there.
But I see.
Let me just take a look. Anyway, so he says that when a person does an aveira, so it's mita keneged mita. So sometimes from the limb that he did the aveira with, so Hashem punishes that limb, that type of thing. But if he can't figure it out, if nothing matches up like the sin with his sufferings, so he can attribute it to neglect of study Torah, because the neglect of study Torah can hit you in any limb in the body.
Is that an aveira?
What?
Neglect of studying Torah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, absolutely. No, but it's like you can do it. In other words, the Torah is commanding us that we should. Bakita bo yom avalayla. So you're not studying. So that's bitul Torah.
So it's an aveira.
Right. In other words, it's an obligation on me to study Torah as much as I can. According to the Ruach Chaim, he's looking at his different limbs, and he has he has an ailment in one of his limbs, but he can't match that with any aveira he did with that limb. He should be told that it was lack of study Torah, because lack of study Torah can hit you in any part of the body. That's what it means. Or the other pshat that he has
doesn't have a corresponding.
Now the other pshat is from the Vilna Gaon. He says, this is a nicer piece. He wants to say that if he couldn't find an Aveira, he should be told it would be till Torah, because if I don't know the halachot, I don't even know if I'm committing Aveirot, right? So in other words, like, let's say, like, my right, like, the example I like to give is, like, let's say a person gets a stain on his garment on Shabbos, and he doesn't know that you're not allowed to wash it out with water. So he'll do it, but he doesn't know from Aleph Beis. I don't know if I'm doing anything wrong. And it was like, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Nakdam, the Chelek Gimel, that you can hear 100 drushes about the importance of observing Shabbos. If you don't know the dinim, you don't know what's required of you. In other words, you don't know, like, Chazara and Shia on the stove coming up in a few months. And so he's saying, if he can't find any Aveirot, he should be told that his learning is not up to snuff. If he'll learn, he'll discover all the Aveirot he's doing. That's the way it's coming out. All right,
okay,
now.
Rabbi, if you don't mind, just that, why can't you just accept the pshat that it says, if you're suffering and you don't know, because you don't know why you're suffering, if you learn Torah, you're just going to forget.
Wait.
Your mood,
I don't understand. Let's go back.
It says,
the Gemara says, No, you're jumping ahead. We're not up to there. You're 10 lines ahead of us.
10 lines?
We're not up to there yet. Okay. So the Gemara says, fortunate is the person who is like chastised, punished by God, and he'll learn from the Torah. It means that from the juxtaposition, you should connect it to your lack of study Torah. But if he did that and he examined that, he didn't find any Bitul Torah, then he can assume that they're Yisurim Shalava. So Yisurim Shalava means, the way Rashi takes it, is sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish somebody, not for an Avera that he did, just to increase his reward in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Ki Rasher Yahav Hashem Yochiach. That the one that Hashem loves, he'll be Mochiach, means like to rebuke, but like give him punishment. All right, Amarava, Amarav Sora, Amarav Huna, Kol Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medako BeYisurim. Whoever Hashem desires, he crushes him with Yisurim. Shenemar Vashem Chafetz Diko Hecholi. Hashem wanted him, so he crushed him with illness. Yechol Afilu Lo Kibla Miyahava. I might think that would be true, even if the person didn't accept it Miyava. So the way that Rabbi Packer was saying today is like, if the person, like, is like, right, is like, what is this? What is Hashem doing to me? Blah, 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 blah. So he says, Taman Omar, Im Tasim Hashem Nafsho. And this is the continuation of the Pasuk. In other words, Hashem Chapez Dako Hecholi. Hashem wants the person he crushes with illness. Im Tasim Hashem Nafsho means if he attributes guilt to his nefesh. But it means, the Gemara connects it to Korban Hasham. Ma Hasham, this is the way Rashi is learning. Ma Hasham Ladad, like a person brings Hasham with his own knowledge, Af Yisrim Ladad. In other words, it has to be that he's on the page. In other words,
it has to be accepted.
Right.
You can't complain about it.
Right. The Im Kiblam, if he does accept it, he says, Ma Scharo, and again, the Pasuk is like the long Pasuk, he continues on, Yerez Zera Yarich Yamim. Children have Richas Yamim, below and El Shtamudomit Kayim Yado. His learning will stay with him. Shnemar Bakhapet Hashem Yado Yitzlach. Hashem, in other words, that which Hashem desires will be Masliach in his hand, and the Gemara takes it that's referring to his Torah study. Okay? Now, Plihiba Rabbi Yaakov Idi. Reb Achabar Chanina. This machlok between these two Amarayim. Chadamar Elohim Yisurim Shel Ahava. What are Yisurim Shel Ahava? Kol She'ein Behem Bitul Torah. In other words, Yisurim Shel Ahava, you're afflicted, but it doesn't result in Bitul Torah. Shneimar Shrei Geber Shet Yisurim Kam Mitor Chatzlam Denu. Fortune is the person Hashem is like giving Yisurim to, will Mitor Chatzlam Denu. But like you'll be able to learn Torah. The Chadamar Elohim Yisurim Shel Ahava. Kol She'ein Behem Bitul Tefila. Anything that doesn't cause you to be mevatel your tefillah, Shneimar Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Yisir Tefillati V'Chasdo Me'iti. Blessed is Hashem and Elokim. One of the Mefarshim says like Midas Hadin, so that's why it's referring to Yisurim Shel Ahava. Asher Lo Yisir Tefillati V'Chasdo Me'iti. Didn't remove my tefillah and his chesed from me. So Amaluhu Rabbi Abba Bereid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Hakimar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Elu Be'elu Yisurim Shel Ahava Hain. Means, even if you does interfere with your learning, and even if it doesn't interfere with your tefillot, it's still Yisurim Shel Ahava. Shneimar, Ki Asher Yahav Hashem Yochiach.
that which Hashem loves, he'll be mochiach. So what does it mean in mitorcha tlam denu? You'll be able to study Torah. Alt kri tlam denu ela tlam denu. He says davar zeh mitorcha tlam denu. You're gonna teach us this method. This that the person is fortunate if he gets these isurim. You're gonna teach us from the Torah. Kavachomer mishen va'ayin. Shen va'ayin. If you have an eved kanani, so the eved kanani goes free if the master strikes out a shen or an ayin, a tooth or an eye. So he says ma shen va'ayin. Just like the shein va'ayin is like one of the ivarim, like the like a limb of a person, eved yotzei behen lecheirut. The eved goes to cheirut. And one way to understand this is that when they quoted one of the mafarshim, it means that if he's an eved kanani and now he's going free, so now he becomes a bar yisrael. He went through geirus and now he's a bar yisrael. So he goes up in ruchnias. So he goes through like something bad happened to him. His tooth got knocked out. His eye got knocked out. But now he goes up in ruchnias. So he says here, Yisurim shemarkin kugufo shel adam. So Yisurim that afflict the person's whole body, in other words, the other is just a shein ayin. Yisurim is like the person is like suffering all over. Alachav kam v'kama. How much more so? So it means in Ruchnias, maybe he'll get more like chilek and olam haba. It makes sense. Right. V'hainu d'rishim and lakish, d'am rishim and lakish, nemar brit b'melach, v'nemar brit b'yisurim. It says a brit by salt, and it says a brit means a covenant by yisurim, by afflictions. Nemar brit b'melech d'thi v'lo tashbit melech brit elokecha. In other words, like it won't cease, like the covenant of salt. V'nemar brit b'yisurim d'thi v'elo divrei abrit. That's why after the tochecha, it says elo divrei abrit. It's talking about yisurim. All these horrible things will happen to you. Ma brit hamor b'melech melech mateket abasar. Just like with the melech, the brit with melech, the melech makes the meat taste better. You know, it's like that. Af brit hamor b'yisurim, yisurim markin klov on top shel adam. So too, yisurim, they. Wait, what's the? You had a couple of shots in here. Wait, let me take a look. Give me one second. Okay, please. One second. I hear noise. One second. Please.
So these pshatim.
Just give me one more minute. Okay, now he says, this is footnote 51. He quotes in Marsha, salt, please, I need everyone's attention. Salt has the capacity, when placed on raw meat, it draws out the blood and thereby sweetens the meat. Likewise, afflictions have the capacity to remove the boiling blood, hot tempered nature of a person, which causes them to sin. Alternatively, just as salt removes impurities from meat and renders it fit for its intended purpose, so too suffering purifies the soul and renders it fit for the world to come. That's a nice shot. Now, something else I wanted to say.
Salt brings out flavor.
One second.
What do you say? That's what it says.
This is
malti. Sweetness.
Yeah. This last piece about davar zeh mitor chatlam denu. So the Marsha says it's not talking about Yisurim Shel Ahava. It's talking about afflictions that cleanse a person of his sins. This kind of affliction removes sins because it derives the Torah. So this last six lines are not talking about Yisurim Shel Ahava. It's talking about just afflictions in general. They purge you of your sins. Okay. Yeah, what's questions what?
The Yisurim for Eo.
Yeah.
Do you think those what? Yisurim Shel Ahava? How would you classify those?
Yeah. Those sounded like more of a nisayon. It sounded like the Kodesh Baruch Hu was testing Eo.
That's not mentioned as one of these things.
In the end, it does work out to his benefit. In the end, he gets up more wealth, more kids, everything that he had before.
Looks like the test with the satan, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it was Yisurim Shel Ahava per se. In other words, over there, it sounds like in the beginning, like the sefer opens up and the satan comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, you know, and Hashem says, there's no tzaddik like Eov, and the satan says, well, I can test them, see it. So it doesn't sound like the setup like Yisurim Shel Ahava. Yisurim Shel Ahava is like, I know this prince is tzaddik and I want to give him more benefit. There, it sounds like I want to test the person. I'm not sure. Anyway, would you any other questions come to the
weekend? Does these
that the Shatim
work together? What? In other words, if you're undergoing Yisurim, you should check your Aveirot.
Right.
If you don't find the Aveirot, you should be told that your learning is missing something.
Well, we had different Shatim on that, right? Like the
right. So how do these work together? They don't, really.
What do you mean?
In other words, do I say, well, I'm learning, you know, 23 hours a day, so these must be a search of Ava? I mean,
probably
who
not
comes
learning
to which
well.
Conclusion?
Yeah. You remember the Gra said that, like, you should be learning, and you'll learn more, you'll see all the Aveirot you've done. And it was, I'll study Hilchos Lashon Hara, and I'll say, oh my goodness, I did 100 Aveirot with that. I'll go through Hilchos Shabbos. You know, I'm thinking, oh, gee, I thought I was Shomer Shabbos, I say I'm a Mechalel Shabbos. That's the way.
As you would say, Shtubos with the Yisur and Shal'ava.
So, wait.
Who knows what the Yisurim are?
I don't know, yeah, that's what... Wait. Consider Yisurim. Each one has his own Yisurim.
And what is different thresholds?
Yeah, I know, because the rabbis consider, like, sickness, but some mental health is...
Wait.
It has a big range.
Where's that line?
Huh?
Oh, here.
Walk around with a continuum.
Sure. Right. So he's saying that if after all of that examination, I can't find any reason for these sins to come. In other words, I did learning. I'm up to snuff with everything. You say the way the Vilna Gaon did. I don't think I'm Vatel Torah. Then I should be told that these are Yisurim Shel Ahava. That's what he's saying.
And Yisurim Shel Ahava come to Tzadikim?
Right.
So then, but you can't be a Baal Gaiva saying these are Yisurim Shel Ahava, I must be great.
Right.
Don't see a relationship. It says somewhere in the Gemara, I know. It's, I think in Masechet Megillah it says, like, Le'olam Yivarech Adam al Hatzara Kemo Shel.
Yeah, it says Chayav Adam LeBarech Al Ra, Kshem Shel Varech Al Tova. It's here in Masechet Brachot. In the last parak, in the parak Haroah, we have it. Yeah. So what do you want to say with that?
No, it's related that, you know, Yatzarot Tivarech, you know, keep learning.
All right.
Don't.
All right.
If an abbot has a loose tooth and the horse takes out the tooth, does he go free?
It's. I mean, typically, in other words, like Saul is saying, like, let's say the Evid sets up the boss, says, can you help me out? I have a loose tooth here. Pull it out. I don't know the answer to that, but it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay, let's take a look. That's where the Gemara discusses it. Okay, so five lines to the bottom on Hey Amid Aleph. Okay, we got to run because we're running out of time. Okay, we have, you know, Bracho is the longest Masech and Shas because the Dapim are a lot of words in them, and so we got to cover a lot of ground here. And then we get to the end of the sector. They're like some dapim are like two dapim. So he says, Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Shlosh Matanot Tovot Natan Shbarach Hu Yisrael. There were three wonderful gifts that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Kula Natan Ali De Yisrael. They're all given like through pain and difficulty. Elohim Torah VeEretz Yisrael VeOlam Haba. The Torah. So it means Torah Minayin Shnemar Asher Gerer Shitzus When It Comes To Chodeno. It means that when you start with the Torah, like the Mishnah says, like sometimes you have to go through a lot of privations in order to acquire Torah, like Papa Melech Tov. So to acquire Torah, it's given like if you want to be comfy. That's what I was saying that last Shabbos. You know, you want everything to be comfy. I can't lose any sleep. I can't do anything. So you're never going to acquire Torah. So this Torah is acquired with Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael, the thief. So the Torah says, as Hashem, as a man chastises his son, Hashem chastises you. Hashem brings you to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, and Rav Lerner, I know, likes to quote this, in other words, like to get Eretz Yisrael, you have to go through a lot of Yisurim. In other words, a lot of afflictions. He says, Ha'olam haba, also, Dechtiv, Kiner mitzvah b'Torah or b'derech hayim tochot musar. The candle is a mitzvah, and the Torah is or, is great a light. The key is derech hayim is olam haba, tochot musar. There's like chastisement involved with that. So to get olam haba, you got to go through difficulties. Okay, Tani Tana Kamei D'Rabbi Yochanan, Kula Osek b'Torah b'Gmilat Chasadim. Whoever toils in Torah and Gmilat Chasad, my kindness. Turn page, top line, Hayam and Beis, by B. The Kober et Banav. We think that his sons died during his lifetime. He says, Mokhlan lo al kol vonotav. He gets mechila from all of his aveirot. So Amar li Rabbi Yochanan, Mishlei Metorah Gemil Chasadim. I can say Torah Gemil Chasadim. I'm fine. Dechtiv bechesed veemet yehupar avon. The pasuk in Mishlei, the book of Proverbs, says with chesed and emet and truth, avon will be atoned for. Chesed zu Gemil Chasadim. Chesed is Gemil Chesed. Is actually, you know, this week's parsha of Shavua, right? So Vasita yimadi chesed veemet. Right, he says. So Yaakov says to Yosef, "Why don't you do Chesed ve'emet?" So Rashi says it's Chesed shel emet. It's the truest Chesed that you do with the mace. He says, "She'enu mitzapeh l'tashlum gemol." A person doesn't look to get recognized. If I do you a favor, so I'm thinking down the pike, you'll do me a favor. I don't know when, 6 months, a year, or two, or 5 years from now. I give you a lift on my. You'll give me a lift, something like that. But if I do like a chesed with a person who's no longer alive, so I'm not mitzapeh l'tashlum gemol. That's what Rashi says. There's more to explain on that, but let me go on. So he says here, the chesed v'met yukparvon, chesed zu gemil chasadim. Chesed refers to gemil chesed. He says shenemar rode. The person who pursues stock of a chesed will find chayim stock of a kavod. So the idea is that that's gemilas chesed. Emet zu Torah. Emet refers to Torah, which makes sense. Emes means like Chotam Oshel Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The seal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Hashem is Emes. The Torah is Emes. The Torah is like represent descriptive of who a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So the Torah is called Emes. He says Emet zu Torah. Shneimar Emet kinei v'altim kor. Acquire Emes. Acquire truth. It means acquire Torah and don't sell it. Keep it. Ela kover banav minayin. Where do I know? So those I understand. You're doing chesed and you're occupying yourself with Torah. So I understand that atones for aveirot. But kover banav minayin. Where do we ever see that? We think it means if a person had sons and then they all died. That's mechaper. So tana lehu sal mishum rishim ben Yochai. So a certain old person taught in the name of Rishim ben Yochai, and there's a Tosfos that says is in the beginning of Shabbos. Or it's in Chulin. In Chulin, there's a Tosfos that says wherever it says a Husaba, so some say it's Eliyahu Navi. So he says, with Chesed and Emet, Avon will be like struck out. Hashem, like he pays back the Aveiro of the Aveiro to the sons. In other words, like
for the
parents Aveiro. So we do see an allusion. We do see an allusion. We think that when it says. In other words, it's not specifically in the pasuk, but it's alluded to. Bechesed v'met yichupar avon. Bechesed v'met yichupar avon, and avon could be referring to the sons dying for the parents of Aveirot. So that's mechaper avon. So now we'll explain.
But I thought that's not what we did.
What do you mean?
I thought that Hashem doesn't.
There's one pasuk says loyim tu avot abanim or nim loyim tu avot avotam, that the parents don't try for children. But then it says that Hashem does do the averot later on. Right. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel, but I don't know. Anyway, who, what? Yeah, I know. Thank you, Zachary. We're coming up to it. Okay, but it means like this. Okay, it means like this. If the children, in other words, let's say the father was being Michal Shabbos and the son is Shomer Shabbos, so he's not punished for the father's aveirot. But if the son is also Michal Shabbos and the father was a Michal Shabbos, so he gets punished also for those aveirot. So if he's guilty of the same aveirot as his forebears, so then it comes down on the later on. Like
is how good could the chinuch be if the father is being Michal Shabbos?
All right, this happens. Okay, we got to run this very. We got to run this very little time. We got to go. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Negayim Ubanim Einam Yisum Shela Ava. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Negayim, if you get like Negayim is like an affliction in the skin, and banim and losing the children are not yisurim shalavu. So the Gemara says, "Unigaim lo, they're not." But Hatanya, If you have one of these four negayim, and it means like there's four grades of white, and with like you have two avot and two toldot, we've gone through it in the past. I don't have time to go through it now, but he says that's a mizbach kapara. It's like an atonement for your aveirot. So the Gemara, the first answer, the Gemara is going to have three answers. So Rabbi Yochanan says negayim, and then we'll come to banim. Negayim are not yisurim shela avot. And yet, the statement is that they're mizbach kapara, so it sounds like they are. So the Gemara says, mizbach kapara havu, yisurim shel ava lo havu. The first answer is the two are not the same. Mizbach kapara is you did an aveira, so you're getting like kapara. You know, kapara for that. But yisurim shel ava, you didn't do an aveira, it's just like from the Veltarine, so that's different. It says, v'ibay deima, or else I could say, no, in achinami, they are yisurim shel ava negayim, v'ibay deima halan v'haluhu, but it depends whether it's for us in Bavel, or they in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi takes it that in Bavel, so the Mitzorayim are not, there's no Shiluach from the Machane in Bavel, but in Eretz Yisrael they're sent out from the walled cities. So so Yisurim Shel Ava is only when the person, this is what Rabbi Packer was saying, like the person's not so embarrassed, so that's Yisurim Shel Ava. But if the person's embarrassed, that's not Yisurim Shel Ava. He says, so it depends where they are. So Halan V'Halahu, so for we in Babel, it could be Yisurim Shel Ava. The Ibai Reima, HaBetzinah for Hesir, what else I could say, Salui, whether the Nega is Betzinah, same idea. If it's like covered over with the clothes, so it's not so embarrassed, it's Yisurim Shel Ava. If it's exposed, he's more embarrassed, so then it's not Yisurim Shel Ava. Now the Gemara says, "Ubani
mlo." That is kapara.
If you no, right? That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, ubani mlo. Now we said that he said that the other statement we had above was from Rabbi Yochanan. Where is it? He said, "Negaim ubani meinam yisurim shalava." The sons we think they die. That's not yisurim shalava. Ubani mlo heichidami ilay b'dahavu who may to. If we'll say that he had and then they died, Rabbi Yochanan ding garma da asira beer. He said, Rabbi Yochanan, his sons all died. He had 10 sons, they all died. It sounds like the Chidush Arim also had a lot of sons, and then they died, and then he raised his grandson, the Sfas Emes. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan would go around with this either this piece of bone, which was less than a size of Sa'ora, so it wouldn't be tumor or a tooth. And he would for Agmas Nefesh, like for the pain, or where else, because he wanted to comfort people who were in a similar situation. He said, "Gamer Yosir Beer." So he assumed that Rabbi Yochanan was a tzaddik, so it would have been Yisrim Shalava. El Hadlo Havu Le Klal, Bahad Havu Le Yemetu. So in other words, in Achinami, if you had children and they died, that could be Yisrim Shalava. But if you never had children, in other words, you weren't blessed with children, that's not Yisrim Shalava. Was if you have the children that died, that's Yisrim Shalava. But if you never had them, not. Now, I got to run. Reb Chibur Abba Chalash. Reb Chibur Abba was ill. Al Gabi Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan went to visit him. Amalei Chavivin Alecha Yisurin. Do you like having these Yisurin, these afflictions? Amalei Lohein Lo Skarin. I don't want them. I don't want the Skarin. Amalei Habli Yadeich. Give me your hand. Yahabli Yadev Okme. He gave his hand, and he was able to revive him. Reb Yochanan Chalash. Yochanan was ill. Al Gabi Reb Chanina, Amalei Chavivin Alecha Yisurin. Do you like having Yisurin, these afflictions? Amalei Lohein Lo Skarin. I don't want them. I don't want the Skar. Amalei Habli Yadeich. He says, give me your hand. Yahabli Yadeich Okme. He revived him. So the Gemara says, Amalei Lukim Reb Yochanan Rafshe. Why couldn't Reb Yochanan, who also give me the food people? Why couldn't he be Merap himself? So Amri in Chavush Matir Tzmoy Beit Asurim. That's a nice line to like color in. A captive can't let himself out of the prison. Yeah. So Reb Lazar Chalash, Reb Lazar was ill. He saw that Rabbi Lazar was lying in a dark house, dark room. Rabbi Yochanan revealed his arm, and then like his heart, like he was so beautiful, there was like a luminescence from his arm, and light fell on the room. Then he saw that Rabbi Lazar was crying. So he says, the Dava Kabachi Reb Lazar, Amalei Amai Kabachi, why are you crying? Ivshim Torah Zola Afshat, if because of all the Torah you weren't able to learn in this world, Shaninu Echad Amar Revechad Mamid Vad Shechavin Libo L'Shamayim, whether you do a lot or a little, it's the last Mishnah in the second Menachah, which Daf Yomi had, is like, in other words, one person, like it says Reach Nichoach by the animal, it says Reach Nichoach by the bird, it says Reach Nichoach by the Mincha. So it means if a person's wealthy, he brings animal. If he's not so wealthy, he brings bird. If he's less wealthy, he brings the meat flower. But each one is reich nicho, it's pleasing to Hashem, provided that he's in the right income bracket. In other words, if he's a wealthy guy and he's bringing the mincha, then it's not then Hashem isn't so happy with that. So he says, so you did learning, you were able to. But yimishem zone, and if it's because you're miserable, like you didn't make too much money in this world, lo kodam zochel shtei shulchanah. Not every zochel shtei shulchanah means sechs and ruchnius and gashmius. The yimishem banai, and if you're afraid, you're upset because your children died. Apparently, his children died. Ding garma dasir beer. I also went through this like yisrim shalava. So amalein. I'm crying because you look so beautiful and you're going to have to die eventually. He says, yeah, that's a good thing to cry for. They both cried.
Is it to Rabbi Yochanan?
Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's give me your hand. I got to run. Just let's do four lines. The last narrow line. Okay. Rav Huna takifule arba dani de chamra. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine, and they all became vinegar. They went sour. Al gabe Rav Yehuda Ahud Rav Salah Hasida. So Rav Yehuda, the brother of Salah Hasida of Rabbanan, came to Rav Huna. Va'amrile Rav Adabarav of Rabbanan. Let's say Rav Adabar. Va'amrile La'ayin Mar B'milei. We think apparently it was well known that his barrels had gone sour, and they said, well, you should look into your affairs. B'ma'ayin, not your financial. I mean, from a ruchnius standpoint. So Amar Lahu Mi Chashinu Beinayhu. Am I suspecting? Am I suspecting your eyes? So Amrile Mi Chashin Kuchabru. Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suspected he does judgment and it's not just? He says, Amar Lahu, Ikaman Deshmina Lai Milta Lema. If somebody knows something, you know, let me hear what you have in me. So Amrulay, Hachi Shmilan, Lo Yaivmar Shabisha Li Orise. We've heard you didn't give like the sharecropper to be entitled to a portion of the crops and also a part of the like the vines, like the twigs, like the vines that were pruned. So the twigs also had value. So Amar Lahu, he says, this guy has been robbing me left and right. So if I didn't give him everything, he's a robber himself. He's taking away more from me than I'm holding back from him. So Amrulay, head of the Amri Inshi, Batra Ganav Ganov, that's what people say, like an expression, like steal from the Ganav, but you're still having a taste of the thievery. So Amar Luhu, Kabil Nalai Dehivnalai. So he says, I'm accepting upon myself, I'm going to give him his what the contract requires, to give him like those, the prunings. So ikadamri hadakala bahabakamra. Some say that the vinegar went back to wine. He says the ikadamri yakir kalam is dabin bidmay the kamra. Some say that the price of vinegar went up and now was the price of wine. So he was back the way he was. So the way Rav Parker was saying it was like a midas chasidus that he was doing, but when he was mitakin, it was midas chasidus, so then he got everything the way it was. Okay, let me go. Now Tanya Ab bin Yamin Omer, I'll stay for my YouTube at Star Kulyamai. I was always upset about or concerned about two things. That my tefillah should be before my mitzvah. The Gemara is going to explain that he would daven when he would get up in the morning. He wouldn't do work or anything like that. He would daven. That my bed should be lined up on a north-south axis. What does this mean? Because I explained to you the maskana, but we don't know this. If it means that I should daven right in front of my bed, that a person shouldn't have something interrupting between himself and the wall, so it shouldn't be, it doesn't sound like it's an ideal to daven before your bed. Chizkiyahu turned to the wall and prayed. We're going to have this later on in the Masechta. So lo tamel v'nemitzi la'ema samuch l'mitati, that he would daven samuch l'mitati soon after he got up from bed. And Rashi says, I don't have time to go through 10 lines from the bottom of Rashi. Kol yamai nizhar tishlosot malacha shalasok b'torah shamarati mitati. I didn't do work. I didn't study Torah until I davened. I davened right away. Now Tosfos asked about studying the Torah. The Tosfos takes that a person could study Torah before he davens. And one shot that I saw, and they had in the R scroll, was if he was davening at home, then maybe if he would study Torah, so he might have been engrossed in his learning and not daven. You know, so that may be a different judgment. Okay, now five lines from the bottom. And I was careful that my bed should be lined up on a north-south axis. So it means he'll have male children. It means that the Shechina is in the comes from the Mizrach west. And the Marav, right, east west. So if a person is having relations with his wife, he wants to be like on a north south, on a different axis from where the Shechina would come. He says Shneimar utzvuncha t'malei b'tnam yisbu banim. which would come like your from your treasures, you'll fill their stomachs and they'll be satiated with children. But he's darshening out utsvunka, like tsefonka. If you line up your bed north south, so you'll have these ubanim, you have sons. His wife will miscarry. That, like, again, the treasures, but with Safon, you'll means the word timale is used in connection with bearing a child to full term. So if the child is born and brought to full term, we assume it won't be a nafil, won't be miscarried. Okay, now a few more lines, three lines to the bottom. So let's say two people went to a place to daven together, and now Reuven and Shimon is still davening, and Reuven leaves. So now Shimon is going to be all for a tumult because he's alone in this place. He doesn't know what's doing. He's concerned. So he says, if Reuven does that, he says, like they rip his tefillah. In other words, he was so inconsiderate for the other person that he was with. Shinemar. Taref nafsho ba'apo. Here, nafsho is the tefillah. It's called nefesh. His tefillah is called nefesh. This is taref nafsho ba'apo. He rips. They rip up the tefillah in his face. Halamanchat te'azav aretz. Like, did you think everything was created for you? It's like it says below. Oh, the shigorim l'shkina shtalek miYisrael. He causes shkina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, and the pasuk continues. Be attacked sur mikomo. Sur will leave its place. Vein sur lakash baruch shneimar sur yilachateshi. Means Hashem created you foolish. V'mtinlo maskarov. He waited for what's his merit. Top line, Bavam and Aleph. Abri Yosef Rechanina Zochel Brachar Olalu. He's Zochel for these blessings. Shinemar, Luik Shabtu L'mitzvotai means if you were patient for the mitzvotai, Vihi Kanar Shalom Necha, it'll be like a river, your peace, V'sitchachat Galiyam, your righteousness will be like the waves in the ocean, Vihi Kechol Zaracha, and your progeny will be like the sands of the sea, V'tzasei Me'ach HaBegomer. In other words, if you care. Anyway, the thing is, you should be concerned for people. Okay.
It's only for two people walking together?
Yeah. No. It means nobody else is there but you.
You're leaving him alone.
In other words, he's in the middle of an isolated place. He's concerned. Maybe he's got to walk home alone or whatever. So that's the idea. But if you're in a shul and there's a lot of other people, I don't think
you
have a problem.
So we went from the current to the current, and we didn't talk about the kibbutz.
Well, you know, we
just skipped the step.
I said pshat, the zecharim were preferable. The arsul had this once because, like, parents are always concerned about the female, what's going to happen to them, and stuff like that. Okay.